Monitoring.
WSBQ 684 mobile and monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring.
Morning, Sam. From WSHM 738.
Good morning, everybody. WRWB 489.
Morning, Mike. WSHF 567, waving.
Morning, morning. And I thought there was a fourth station out there. I do believe. Go ahead.
I didn't hear a fourth, but I think somebody did key up before I had the volume up because I heard the thing IDM, so. All right, very good. Good morning, Mike.
The back end of that transmission.
What about the back end of the transmission?
You had some unwanted QRMs.
Yeah, you did too. They were doubling with you on the Mount Clemens machine, so, yeah. There you go. They're here.
I guess
the jammers
start their day and start their day unless they put out some QR Mary.
The jammers. I identify them as the jammers.
Yeah, I was gonna tell Jack last night. He was talking to somebody and they were doing it to him. And you know that guy don't bother nobody.
Yeah, well, what can you say? They are screwing around again.
Shame.
It's two or three individuals. They're all buddies, and we know who it is.
It's not hard to figure out. I mean, there was the one morning, the one individual says, it wasn't me doing it, and Dave's like, well, wait a minute, you know, it just happened like less than a few minutes ago, and then you come out here, and you're saying, and you're not the one doing it. Jeez. Anyway.
It's them.
Is today supposed to get warmer? Anybody know?
Yeah, up in the 80s. I'm going to be in my week zone for a minute, so I'll be right back.
89, eh? Ooh. That's a little too warm for me. No, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll be all right. I'll be able to take lots of breaks.
Well, you got an AC unit in your shop, right?
Don't I wish. Come on, I got heat, but I got no AC.
Not even one of those I roll around stand-ups. I get those all the time for, like, next to nothing. I mean, if anything, you know, I'll keep you in mind.
Not one that goes in a window that goes up and down. I got a window that goes side to side, so I need a tall window unit. You get me one of them, I got some money for you.
Well, no, I'm talking about the ones that are floor standing and they got wheels on it, and you empty out the tank, you know, in the condensation tank. And when it gets too full, then you empty it out, but this one, you just plumb it right to a window. I mean, it's got the flex pipe and everything. It just plumbs right to a window. It doesn't matter what style of window you have, it'll fit right through, you know, for the exhaust.
I put that in the garage before the insulation was up, and then I put a big window air in that garage before the insulation was up and the walls and everything, and I couldn't see how it got to be cool at all. Yeah, it might work now that it's insulated and I got a feeling and everything.
It appears to be somebody keying up a DMR radio on the input.
Is that what's going on? Is it a DMR radio?
That's that reminiscent sound of the DMR.
Okay. Yeah, well, eventually they're going to get caught, so whatever, you know, they can just keep it up and do what they want for now, but eventually they will get caught.
Well, like I said, there's about three of them, right? So that's, you know, that's what it's all about for them, so...
One thing I can tell you, you know, is that it's coming from the Detroit repeater.
Tracking these radios.
There's ways of tracking. It's called triangulating the signal on the input side.
They're going to get busted.
Yeah, this the correct term for it, Sam, is a box hunt.
WSHM 738. WRWB 489.
WSHF 567. Just like to highlight one more fact, right? So. You heard what was said last week, Mike, right? Everything was fine till you got out here! Right? Well, I don't know. I'm just sitting here talking to my friends. It's you people that want to interrupt, jam, and interfere. Everything was fine till you people showed up, really. So, it's quite the opposite. So, anyways, it's going to be another nice day. I was worried that I worked yesterday a little extra and lost a good day, and I probably should have set it up for today because you'd rather be doing that stuff when it's raining, but looks like it didn't really matter.
Yeah, there was somebody else in there that was doubling with you for a minute. It wasn't Sam. Go ahead. Is there a breaking station?
These are all the Eli Sample and Scott Hubble, you know. WRZQ607, WSCU202. It's all of these guys, and there's a couple other alternatives in there as well, right? They're all just one group doing it this morning and every morning when we're out here. One group. You go to those guys, you got them. That's your jammers right there. And you know, the dad's probably part of it too.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I don't want to speculate, but you know what? It's, who knows? It's inevitable.
There's no speculation about it, Mike. It's Eli Sample, it's Scott Hubble, they're all part of the same crew. Tony Sample, Eli's father, they're all vigilant about me and you, and this is why they're doing this. And there is no speculation. It is them. They're all the same. They want to take me to court, they can take me to court. I damn well know it's them doing it, right? This is what they do.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, though, because the two out of the three there have ham licenses as well. I mean, why would you want to jeopardize your ham license? That's kind of foolish if you think about it, but... whatever, you know, some people are just, I guess, stuck on stupid.
I don't have a ham license, and I would never act like that up here.
You've been fine, Sam, but, you know, there are these other elements, right? So, and it's the people I just mentioned. So, there you have it.
WSEL 475 monitoring. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning time. Yeah, we're just out here, you know, dealing with some unwanted QRM. Roger.
Yeah, I noticed that later in the day, too. There's people jumping on, and it sounds like they're trying to scramble stuff.
It's a shame. It's a pretty good system, and they're going to ruin it.
Seems like there's one in every tub that's got to ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, where are you located at the time being here?
Currently, right now, I'm driving into work out in Lake Orion, but I'm out of Chesterfield, actually, 475.
Okay, very good. Yeah, making it in the system, no problem. Mike?
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to take a standby here for a minute, folks. I'm going to then pass it over to Sam. This is WRWB 49. We'll be standing by, and Sam, you can take it and pick it up from here.
Not me, I'm the newbie. Hey, that radio sounds good, the Chesterfield radio, wherever you're driving. Your radio sounds good. I'm at 9 in Van Dyke. They call me Sam, and WSHF 567.
Good deal on that. Sounded good, fellas. You guys have a nice day. I'm pulling into work. WSEL 475 out.
Good morning.
Okay, have a good morning. Somebody said something, I didn't catch it. They were talking kind of quiet. I don't think that was you, Sam. Anyways, yeah, good morning. We'll catch you later. Have a good good day. Whoever's that? Whoever that was just before I keyed up, go ahead and repeat. I didn't copy. That was all noise.
Well, my radio's not working no more.
Oh, you've been good. You've been very strong in the repeater, but if that was you a second ago, that was all noise, but you were good this time. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say anything, man. I was just telling that guy to have a good day at work, man. That was all. I said the same thing you said. I don't know what's going on, man. I hate this room. I got it with drywall and get rid of this iron room, you know? It's got the metal mesh in the walls.
Yeah, well, you're doing fine. So, I mean, wherever you're at now, you've been pretty strong into the repeater this morning.
I wish I was in the country. It feels like working already.
Yeah, I hear you. Be nice to have 20 acres and a big stretch of property, right? Be nice.
No neighbors.
Make all the noise you want. Close, so we'll see you later. Have a good day, and we'll talk to you later. So, trying to remember your call, WSHF 567 from WSHM 738. We'll see you. Good. Have a good morning.
738, you have a good day.
Clear. WSGI 432 monitoring and mobile.
Hey, good morning, Jimmy. WSGU 844.
Hey, Sherman, how you doing this morning?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Just got on 69 here, heading to work.
Roger, same here. I just got on from Elba, so yeah, a little bit of traffic this morning.
Roger that. I see a lot going westbound here right now, but I'll catch up to the traffic there.
Roger, and the system is linked. It was, what was it, 15 minutes ago I heard some guys out here, so, from down Detroit, Warren area.
Yeah, I was listening a little bit here and there while I was getting ready. I did hear that, I thought, anyways.
Roger. I say it's going to be 88 today, so stay cool.
That's what I hear. That's okay. I can take the heat. I'm a outside person. I like heat. Not so much the cold, though, but, you know. Yep.
Yeah, copy that. No, I don't like the real hot, but, Yeah, no, I just don't like it real cold, but just like it in between.
Yeah, an ideal temperature would probably be about 70, 75, but I'll take the 80 also. Don't matter.
Copy that. I was just going to say 75. Yeah, that's an idea temperature. Alrighty, well, I'm going to drink this cup of coffee and try to get this person in front of me to move over so I can get by him, and have yourself a fine day, stay cool, and we'll talk to you on the other side. If not, talk to you tomorrow morning. WSGU 844.
Alright, Sherman, you have yourself a good day today, and stay cool yourself, and drive safe on your deliveries there, drive safe to work, and I'll talk to you later. WSGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
Roger, roger. You also. WFGU 844.
WFGU 844 monitoring.
This is WSID 817 monitoring.
WROK 973, mobile and monitoring.
WSAA 336, monitoring.
WSAA 336, WSAA 336, this is WSAD 817, you copy?
Yeah, Mike, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Chuck. How are you doing this morning? I heard your call sign a few minutes ago and wanted to give you a little shout out. How are you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good this morning. How about you?
I'm feeling a little bit laggy. I didn't shoot out of bed this morning, and I'm just feeling slow today. Feeling a little slow this morning, and I just walked in and got logged in, so I'm running late for work, and I don't know. I'm just feeling a little laggy, I guess. I hope you're feeling good today.
Yeah, I'm good. I didn't sleep very good. I got to bed and I had a headache and I couldn't get to sleep, so I got back up and got in my chair and fell asleep, and then didn't sleep good, so I went back to bed and finally fell asleep. But I have no idea what time that was, so I didn't sleep much.
Yeah, I copy that. I don't remember being up very much during the night. I think I slept all right, but maybe it's my allergies, I think. There's been a lot of cottonwood and maybe some pollen in the air, so I think that I'm going to attribute that to my how I feel. But it's going to be a warm one today.
Yeah, copy that. I've been having sinus issues for a week now. Yesterday I felt pretty good. I had no drains or anything, but like I said, I ended up with that headache. But I think that has a lot to do with stress.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I hope you're finding a good spot for your mom, and so she can get the best care that she can possibly, that she can flourish a little bit better. I hope, and your stress level comes down a bit, and, all right, well, I just wanted to, chit-chat with you a little bit. You do any more, that simplex setup?
No, I didn't do anything with that. My wife's car had an issue yesterday. When she got home, she said her car was throwing a lot of heat, so I had to replace the ambient temperature sensor in the front of the vehicle. So I monkeyed around with that, and then I ate supper and sat around. But I'm hoping later this afternoon that I'll catch a little time, and I'll hang up that J-pole and hook up to that and see if we can maybe reach each other. That'd be great.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat. I have that 750 frequency in my Yaesu radio now, so we can I'll be able to hit it. You'll be able to hear me, no problem. The last couple times we did Simplex, I was in the garage on the Anytone, and I had to turn it up to high, but I should be able to leave it on medium on the Yaesu. But all right, well, I'm gonna get my day started here, and just wanted to wish you a good day, and I'll catch up with you later. I've got a meeting at 11, and then Ducky's evaluation at 2. So, I'll probably catch up with you this afternoon or evening if you'll be on. This is WSID 817.
Yeah, roger that. Hope everything goes well with Ducky and the other dogs too. I mean, hopefully everything goes well. And I'm hoping to find some time later, but I never know what's going to happen. You know what I mean? So anyway, I always plan for stuff, and then if it happens, it happens. I'll shout out to you.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I'm going to run to Menards here at some, maybe during lunchtime, and pick up a kiddie pool if there's any left for the dogs to want. You know, they'll be able to get in it if they want to. Yeah, Cassidy and Ducky, they've been chewing on each other all morning, been wrestling around and, you know, rolling around on the dog's bed and chewing on each other's legs. And they really seem to be enjoying each other's company. But I'm gonna start doing something for work here, make it look like I'm busy or whatever. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, go make it look like you're doing something. this is WSID 836, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Whiskey round for Frank King, 359. We'll be monitoring the network. Don River.
WSA 8336, mobile and monitoring.
This is WSHR 997 up on handheld. Go ahead, you got WRWB 49. Hey, good morning, sir. I'm Nick, coming in from Mackinac Island, Michigan. I wasn't sure if I was having the same phenomenon that I did yesterday, if I'm talking to somebody down in Saginaw or not.
Well, these repeaters are linked to the MI-8 system. So you have Saginaw, Bay City, Sheboygan, Flint, Mayville, Mount Clemens, and Detroit are all linked to one repeater system.
All right, well, that answers my newbie questions and the mystery at hand. I do appreciate that explanation. I'll be careful with this network that you guys have going. Appreciate you guys. Very cool.
You can use the network anytime. You know, it's free to use. So I myself right now, my QTH is Clinton Township. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's where I'm at.
Okay, yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with Clinton Township. But yeah, at any rate, All right, well, my wife is trying to explain something to me and isn't really happy about me playing with radios at the moment, so WSHR 997 is going to be over and out, and it was cool talking to you.
All righty there. Be safe going over that bridge, and you have yourself a safe trip. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WSGH 922 listening.
WSDM 993 monitoring.
Go ahead. Hello,
Dave. Back on that.
973. Back on 973. WSC 902. All right.
WSID 817 from WSBM 993.
Yeah, copy that, Chad. This is 817. Go ahead.
Good morning to you there. How you doing today?
Well, we started off pretty slow and late, and then I'm picking up steam a little bit. I've been a little bit groggy this morning, but it's clearing up.
Roger that. Looks like it's going to be a nice day out there today.
Yeah, copy that. It's going to be a hot one. It's going to be, let's see, I've got a meeting in a couple hours, and then I've got to take Ducky out to Midland to for her second evaluation. Then I got to go by Menards and see if they got any kiddie pools left.
That. You be back in the swimming pool today?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick up a little kiddie pool for the dogs here, and I'll probably go over to Lori's later and swim in the pool.
Yeah, I'll copy that one. You've been monitoring most of this morning quite a bit, or you just get on this a little bit ago?
Yeah, I flipped the radios on. I flipped on the Azu at 6. And then I went out to the garage. I turned on the Anytone. It was a few minutes after that. And I didn't put my call sign out because I wasn't feeling super great. Still feeling like groggy and whatever. So I was just sandbagging this morning.
Copy that. It's been pretty quiet, huh?
I don't know. I've heard a few people. There's Chuck that was on. Let's see. Mike. It's 8489 was on. And then that one guy on Mackinac Island. He chimed in again this morning briefly. If he's still out there, I want to chit-chat with him briefly, but I couldn't catch him. He was running off.
Copy that. I'm guessing we're probably not linked right now, though, huh?
Yeah, I don't know early this morning. Well, he was on his way to work, and he said that we were linked up this morning, but I haven't heard Dave or Kevin or anybody, so I don't know if we're linked up, but at least the Saginaw repeater is up and working again, so that's good.
Roger that one. I hear you. Well, I just figured I'd give you a shout-out this morning, man. I'll say hello to you, and hope your day goes well, and try to stay cool as possible and don't get overheated out there, and safe travels out there with Ducky today when you head out for your appointment and all that good stuff. So stay safe out there, stay cool, all that good stuff, and maybe we'll talk at you in a little while, my friend. You take care for now. WSBM 993 on the portable. We'll be back in monitoring.
Yeah, copy that, Chad. Have a good day. We'll catch up with you later. This is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WSIN 817, this is WSIN 803, copy.
Good morning, Benjamin. This is WSID 817. Go ahead.
Having a good day and being a good American citizen today.
Yeah, every morning I wake up and I try to be the best American I can possibly be. So, yeah, how's your morning going? You must have just woke. You must have just rolled out of bed.
This unbridled American spirit requires no sleep. Just, constant bacon and machine gun bullets and McDonald's and baseball and apple pie.
Benjamin, you are a gem. It's good to have you on here this morning. There's been Chad's been asking about you. You better say hello to 993 while you're here. I've been looking at emails and scanning some jobs at work and making sure everything's running smooth, and I'm out of coffee. I need to get up and get some water. I'm going to go grab a swimming pool. I don't know how long you've been listening, but if you go to Menards today, go pick up a kiddie pool for the puppies.
Yeah, the fur children need a kiddie pool. Yeah, I had this on, so I was catching most of that. So, yeah, it's a good morning so far. Just chilling on my back deck and, I'm going to go for a run and go to work. The usual.
Copy that. Well, before you get too busy today, I was going to see when your next day off is because I haven't put my air conditioner in yet. It's staying cool enough in the house, and because it gets cool at night, and I pump all the cool air in at night, and then I close it up so it stays cool in here during the day. But I'm gonna need to put my air in eventually.
Yeah, we can do that. No big deal. I'm off after Wednesday, so yeah, whenever.
All right, copy that. Maybe I'll have to get a hold of you Thursday. I'm going up to Traverse City this weekend. I'm thinking about going up Thursday afternoon or something like that. So maybe Thursday before I leave, I can convince you to stop over here and help me put that thing in.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. What are you doing in Traverse?
I'm going to be doing a little bit of camping. It's Sean's birthday this weekend. And so, I'm going to go up there and hang out with him for his birthday. So we're going to do some two tracking and trail riding. And I'm taking taking some radios too. So there's a pretty good presence up there. I'm gonna see if I can hit the GMRS and a handful of ham repeaters. I got like 9 or 10 repeaters in my mobile radio.
Yeah, I got you. I remember you telling me about that. All right. Yeah, that's cool. You have fun.
Well, all right. Thanks for shouting me out. Make sure you say hi to Chad. That's WSBM 993 before you head off to work today. He's been asking about you, so. It's good to hear from you, WSIN 308-803. WSIN 803. Have a great day, Ben. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, copy, Mike. Yep, have a good day. WSIN 803, out.
Morning, 803. This is WSA 336.
Yeah, copy that. Good morning, 336. How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing well, Ben. How are you?
Doing the usual thing, hanging out. Gonna go for a run and go to work. Beautiful. Looks like it's gonna be a nice day.
Yeah, roger that. It's a beauty out there. Well, you be safe out there running, and I know you're probably got to get going, so I just want to say hi and good morning to you. So you have a great day. I'm gonna be clear. This is WSAA 336 out.
Yeah, copy that, 336. Thanks. Yeah, you have a good day, too. Be safe and, have a good one. WSCM 993, this is WSIN 803, copy. 993, go ahead. Hey, Chad, just thought I'd say hello to you too this morning. Mike's giving you quite the shout out, so hope you're doing well.
Yeah, Ben, same to you. You have yourself a good day out there as well, and try to stay cool and don't get too hot, and have yourself a good day, and if you're on the road traveling, safe travels as well. Thanks for reaching out, my friend, and good talking to you. WSBM 993.
Yeah, 993, same to you. Be safe out there. Have a good day. All good in the hood. This is WSIN 803, over and out.
WSAA 336 from WSBM 993.
WSID 817 monitoring.
Yep. Ben with you, Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Copy that, 810. It's a little bit past your bedtime, isn't it? This is 817. Go ahead.
This is my day off, so I'm spending some time with my partner today. We're up in Bay City right now.
Yeah, copy that. You coming on the Bay City repeater there? How's your day going?
It's going good, and I'm on the Saginaw machine. Bay City is still down.
All right, copy that. Well, what's going on out in Bay City? I got to run out to Midland here in a little bit. I got to take Ducky, take one of my dogs to get an evaluation done. It's the second evaluation in the therapy dog process.
Okay, important in a little bit because we're actually headed to Midland right now ourselves.
All right, copy that. Well, drive safely, and thanks for the shout-out. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger. Good day as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSHU 855 radio check.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSHU 855 radio check.
855, you're coming in loud and clear off the Flint repeater here.
Good, copy. Thank you. Same as to you. Just program the new radio, new antenna, base station, first time.
Roger that. What kind of setup you got?
It's a Kenwood Commercial 8180, and it's a Comet antenna attached to the side of my house. I'm not sure of the model number on the antenna.
Okay, where are you located in... What repeater?
I'm out of Livonia. I'm not sure on the repeater. I don't know how you guys figure that one out.
Well, you're probably on 625 or... Oh, I can't remember the other one off the top of my head. Mount Clemens is 6750 and Detroit is 625.
All right, that makes sense. When I was programming it, I just got it listed as Detroit 625, so that must be off 625.
Okay, yeah, depending on where you're closer to, there's another one, Mount Clemens, it's 6750. Sometimes you can flip-flop.
So, dumb question, are the repeaters linked? I'm only asking that because you were wondering what repeater I'm off of.
Yes, they are linked. Well, let me restate that. Detroit and Mount Clemens are obviously linked now to Flint, Saginaw, and Sheboygan. But there's times where they're unlinked. So it will just you will just hear people on Mount Clemens and Detroit. And you won't hear, like myself, I'm off the Flint one now, but they're linked. But typically they are, but they've been turning them on and off.
Good copy. I guess there's a lot for me to learn about this. I'm just getting started.
Yeah, no problem. We all started somewhere for sure. I started back in the first of the year here myself and decided I was going to get my ham ticket after about 2 months, and so I'm on both sides.
That's my next plan, is to get the ham license. I'm going to be working on that soon. Just, I guess, getting my feet wet with the GMRS.
Yep, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't want to become a ham either. So that's what this is for. So a lot of good guys out here. There's guys all the way up to Sheboygan. There's Sheboygan County Bob. He's up there, but that's the furthest repeater north. We heard a guy yesterday. He was on Mackinac Island on an HT, and he was hitting the Sheboygan repeater, and we could hear him down here. So that was kind of cool. And we get guys from Cleveland, Ohio, and guys down in Ohio will skip across the lake there and hit the 625 repeater. So it's based on propagation and that when the bands open up. But the guy in Mackinac Island, that's probably not too far from Sheboygan, so that's not unique, but it is unique to hear a guy all the way up there down here, though, I think.
I definitely agree. It's a pretty cool hobby to have a $60 radio reach out that far, I guess.
Yeah, you actually can get one for $20 and get a little Bofang. Hit a local repeater if you're close enough to it, and it'll work just fine.
Yeah, it's right here.
Yeah, I believe I have one of those Biofangs, but I wanted to...
Okay, see you in a little bit. I got the body stove.
Yeah, somebody out there stepped on you there. All right, my friend, welcome to the GMRS community here. What was your call sign?
It's going to be WFHU855. What about you?
WSGH922. Name is Greg.
Copy that, Greg. I'm Brad. Planning on being on here as much as I can. It was nice to meet you.
Very good. Yeah, nice meeting you, Brad. Reach out anytime. There's a group of us out here, like I said, all the way up to Sheboygan, so welcome. We'll talk to you later. WSGH922 will be clearing your final.
Greg, one last question. Is there an online group that you guys get together when the repeater's down?
Oh, no. Some of us exchange phone numbers and emails, but I don't know of any group.
All right. Good copy. Maybe I'll have to work on that. WFHU 855 out.
All right, take care.
Station 92.
I got you, Jack. You're cutting out.
How about now? Is now any better?
Yep, I heard you. A little bit better there. How you doing today, Jack?
Very good. How about you? I'm on the Rockdale with a stubby antenna.
Okay, yeah, there's a little bit of popcorn in behind you there, but I can make you out. Hopefully you got your box turned off now.
No, they're both on. My hotspot is on. And the other one's on.
All right, Jack, you're dropping in and out there. You're not holding the repeater.
Yeah, I'll be outside in a few minutes. Yeah.
Hey, Jack, have a good day. We'll be listening. WSGH922 clear.
WSAA 336, monitoring and mobile.
WIUG 38, copy. WIUG 38, clear.
WRUG 488. This is WSAA 336. You got a copy?
Yeah, station 336. How you doing? WRUG 488.
Real good, Jack. How you been? I ain't talked to you in a coon's age.
Yes, I know that. Where you been? I haven't heard you out there at all.
Well, they kind of cut us off from the south, but, yeah, I've been kind of busy the past couple months. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I've been busy, too, outside, you know, clean up outside and planting some of the vegetables and the flowers and all that. Very busy, really. As a matter of fact, I was getting ready to go outside, cut some of that grass out there.
Yeah, that stuff never stops growing.
You're right about that. You're sounding good.
Yeah, mobile on the DB20.
That's exactly right. That DB20, it's a good radio. It's excellent radio, really.
Copy that. Yeah, I have no remorse of buying this one.
Well, I tell everybody, buy you a good radio, you can get out, you can talk to people, instead of not nobody talk to you. People go out there, pay that cheap price, you know, $10, $15 for a radio, they're not going to get that much, really.
Yeah, I agree with you. I do have four bowel fans, which were like $25 radios, but they're pretty decent with a good antenna on it. Nagoya 771G. Yeah, this DB20 with, I don't know what it's, 771G magnet mount. I tell you what, that's a good combination.
I tested that antenna, 72G. That antenna is a good antenna. I tested it and it works excellent with a DB20. Also, you know what I want to do is, let me put on that electric meter and see how that sounds, see if it picked up any noise or anything. It did not pick up, not even a hair.
Yeah, I got a WSR meter a week ago, and I put it on, and I was hitting one right on the button in my office in the middle of the house.
Roger, are you still in Farmington?
Oh, I'm in Saginaw.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake, you know, I thought you're there, but yeah, you're in Saginaw, you're right about that. No, that Saginaw repeater is a good repeater. And it's really a high-up repeater, that Saginaw repeater.
Yeah, copy that. And I'm pretty close to it also, which gives me a great advantage.
Yeah, it is. Is it hot by you there? Enough hot for you out there or no?
I believe it's right on the hospital, but can't say for sure. But me and WSID 817, we talked simplex 2.2 miles from each other the other night.
I say because he's close by you. I may try another one out there too. There's I forgot the name. There's another one by there too. I used to talk to the gentleman out there in Saginaw. He was the first contact from Saginaw.
Oh, okay, Roger that. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I like that stuff. I like finding out all that, where they are, and it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I might come up to Saginaw on the 27th this month, probably. I'm not sure exactly right now, but I might come up that way.
Man, that would be fantastic, Jack. Maybe we could meet, you know, me and some of the guys around here, we'd love to meet you.
No problem at all. Yeah, because there is a place there I want to go to, and I want to see what it looks like. They've been open a long time, but I have not been down there.
Well, maybe you can give us a shout out when you get up here on the 27th, and we can do three, four guys can meet, and it'd be good to meet you.
Yeah, no problem at all. Yeah, we'll meet up there. I used to go a lot up north, then I stopped. I stopped because a few things it didn't go right, and I lost my brother, by the way, a long time ago, about 2 years ago. We used to be there like every weekend. We're up north.
Oh yeah. Sorry about that, Jack. Yeah, that's devastating. Well, hey, I just made it to my house, so I'm gonna go inside and I'll be monitoring though. But really nice talking with you, Jack. It's been a long while. And this is WSAA 336, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right. Good talking to you. We'll talk again. We'll probably meet anyhow. Talk to you later. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
WSBQ 684, mobile and monitoring.
What's up there, 684? WSGH 922.
Hey, that's all good. I've been all over the place today. So far, Livonia, Rexford, Sterling Heights, Island, good Lord, King. I've been there. There is not headed up to
Oh, yeah, you've been all over for sure. Where are you at now? Okay, yeah, you're right on the fringe there. A little bit of popcorn there, but I can hear you. Good deal. All right, Jeff, we'll talk at you later. WSGH 922 clear.
All right, buddy. Have a great day. This is WSBQ 684. We're going to be mobile and monitoring.
WRZX 218, monitoring.
218, I believe that was, Whiskey Sam Charlie, J-Bray 10.
west of USW 335, mobile monitoring.
USID 817 monitoring.
Yes, we have 993 on the portable, we're monitoring.
WSEU 202, boy, is it beautiful out here today.
WSIB 528, monitoring.
Sounds like you're sitting by me here, and I'm driving.
Yeah, roger that. It's pretty warm out there today, right?
It is too warm. How about you? Are you cooling off?
Yeah, roger that. We got the air on. And it's not going to do nothing but get worse.
I said that I got to reach 90.
Yeah, middle 90s next week, roger.
That's good, then we'll all go swimming.
Yeah, copy that. At least I got that lawn mowed this morning, so I'm done with that for a week.
I haven't seen a drop of rain yet.
Carl, you might get hammered up your way with rain, like 3 or 4 inches. I seen yesterday on the news, roger.
Roger that. Yeah, well, that's okay. No problem. We need that rain anyhow. Roger.
Sure, copy that. Yeah, they said about an inch down my way here, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. But all the conditions will be there for a good storm probably to brew up a line of them again. But we'll see what happens.
Roger, what are you, on a DB-20?
No, I'm I'm inside on the Wilshon.
Hey, that radio is a good radio.
Yep,
a good radio. I missed it anyhow the first time, so anyhow. Well, good talking to you. I'm glad to hear you out there. I was talking to Dane last night. Roger?
Copy that. We have a good connection down there.
That was a very good connection. It was really a good connection. About what time was it? About somewhere around 8:30 at night.
Yeah, Roger that. I'll stay up and do it. I took a big nap after mowing, so I'll stay up a little bit and see what happens. But I got that air show going on over here at Willow Run this weekend. It's going to be pretty noisy around here.
See, if I have a chance, I'll come by.
Yeah, it starts Friday, I guess. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But, too expensive to go in there. $200 or better by the car load or something. It's crazy.
Probably we can watch him from that cornfield, right?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, they come through. I'm in the landing patterns. They go right overhead. You can see over the tops of the trees over there to the south where the airport is. You see quite a bit of stuff when they do it. But they kind of do it in the morning, and then they take a break, and then they go in the afternoon a little bit. That's how they've been doing it anyways, Roger.
Hey, Roger, I'll let you know anyhow if I can come by or not. I don't know if I'm hunting out till Friday. I don't know what they're going to be on. All right. We'll talk again. WIEG 48.
Roger that, Jack. All right. Yeah, I was sitting out here this morning there taking a break mowing, and there go the F went shooting by louder than hell. And then I looked it up and I show this weekend. I'm doing it early this year. Alright, we'll talk at you. WRZX 218. Yeah, we're going to be monitoring.
RZX 448. This is WRTU 440. Well, what show is that this weekend?
Thunder over Michigan, Willow Run Airport.
Copy that. Thank you, sir.
And the Blue Angels are in attendance this year, too.
That just means it's going to be crazier than usual, and it's going to be nightmare traffic over there.
Yeah, Roger that. I can smell their jet fuel when they fly over. That's how low they get.
Nothing wrong with that. They do put on a great show, but yeah, it gets too busy for my liking.
Yeah, copy that. That's what I hear. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Blue Angels and quite a few other attractions probably. Sunday will be the biggest day of it. Have a good one. WRZX 218, and we're going to be monitoring.
Copy that. WRTU 440 monitoring.
WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSIH 305 monitoring.
WSID 305, WSBM 993.
Hey there, 993. It is so super hot out here today. I hope you're staying cool.
Trying to stay cool in this air conditioning. I'm about ready to leave the house. I've been in the house all day. Going to get out of here. Get out of the house here in a little bit. But air conditioning's on, and yeah. So has been over swimming in the pool today.
No, 817 stood me up today.
Good, huh? Maybe I'll come over later and swim, huh?
Yeah, he might come over later. He had to go buy a kiddie pool so his doggies could cool off on this hot day.
I copy that. Now, what kind of dogs do you got over there?
I'm a little dog owner, so I have three little chihuahuas.
Copy that. I got four small ones over here. I got two small chihuahuas, and the other one's a chihuahua, and the other one's three chihuahuas. Well, the one chihuahua and Pomeranian, and then the other two are chihuahuas, and then the other one's just a mix. I don't know what she is.
Oh, I will say those little dogs, they're loving this weather.
Yes, indeed, and they love giving kisses, too, I tell you.
Yeah, my babies are little kissers, too.
It's definitely good hearing you out here, for sure, definitely. Glad to hear you out here. Just wanted to jump in there and say hello real quick. And you take it easy for now and try to stay cool as possible in that pool or the air conditioner, however. And we'll definitely talk with you again soon there for sure. WSBM 993.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Have a good night. You have a good night. And this is WSIH 305 clear. And I'll be on monitoring.
WSIH 305, WSIH 305, this is WSID 817. Alright, no copy on 305, this is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
17 from 993, copy.
Yeah, copy that, Chad, I can hear your little yippers in the background too.
Roger, this guy's been talking with
305. Yeah, I heard her on the radio. I heard you guys chit-chatting there for a minute, so I just figured I'd see if she was still listening. Maybe she still is, but doesn't have the radio up. She's probably in the pool or something. I don't know what I'm going to do. I need to hose my dogs off and cool them down. I need to cool myself off. I am, like, on the verge of sweating just sitting here. So hot. I think I'm just gonna get the hose out and set up a sprinkler.
Get over to the pool over at Lori's there and jump in.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to head over there and do some swimming too, but gotta do something to cool my dogs off first. I'm thinking about running out to Menards to see if they got a kiddie pool.
I'll copy that one for sure, definitely. Got to take the one out to Midland, you said, still, for the assessment today, huh?
Actually, that was earlier at 2, so Ducky passed her second assessment with flying colors. So she's got to do one more assessment next week, and then I got to submit the application to get her certified.
should be certified as therapy dog then, or what?
Yeah, not a service dog, but a therapy dog. So that means she can be like a volunteer at a nursing home or a hospital or some sort of medical facility or wherever. But she's certified to go places, I suppose.
So you'll be able to take her in the grocery store with you and all that when you're shopping and stuff too, or?
No, she's not a service dog. She'll be a therapy dog, so she can volunteer. Not at the grocery store or anywhere else, but like at a hospital or nursing homes or wherever else we can volunteer at.
Roger that. You just walk in there with her and take her in, or do they set that up by appointment, or how do you have to do that?
Yeah, it's kind of a long process. You have to first get your dog certified as a therapy dog, and then you can fill out an application to be a volunteer at some place, and then you have to give them your therapy dog certification and medical records for the dog, a copy of the insurance policy that you have for doing the therapy dog thing, like in the event that she were to bite somebody, you know, extremely unlikely, but I guess it's within the realm of possibility enough to, you know, warrant an insurance policy. And then you can go in, like maybe once or twice a week. You have to do something every 90 days at least to keep your membership in good standing.
Copy that one, 993 for identification. Insurance, you have to pay the insurance for that? How does that work?
All right, so the Alliance of Therapy Dogs, otherwise known as ATD, takes out an insurance policy out on for you, so which is good for whenever you're volunteering. But it's not, like, you can't use it to make money. Like if you want to take your dog around for a job, like if you get paid for it, you have to get your own insurance policy. But if you're just volunteering, then the ATD organization covers you.
Okay, copy. All right, man. Well, you find that doggy pool over at Menards. I'm pretty sure they got one over there for the doggies to swim in, cool down in. And hopefully it'll get you some cool-off water as well in the pool. And maybe we'll talk with you a little bit later, my friend. But always good to talk to you. And we'll definitely do it again. WSBM 993.
Yeah, copy that. Chad, we'll catch up with you later on. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and monitoring.
WRUG 488, this is WRUG 478.
Station 478, go ahead. How are you doing?
I am good, Jack. Long time no talk. I keep trying you on, 2-6, but I think it's just been too far out to ever get anywhere on that. So what have you been up to?
A whole lot. Working in the backyard, get on the radio, get on the 10-meter, go down Hotspot and All-Star, and, all over. Roger.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was just poking around on All-Star. I just picked up one of those Shark RF M1KEs, the all-in-one transceiver by the One Spot Company, and happened to going through the server list and your call sign pops up. I'm just curious what you're using the access all star with.
Yeah, I'm I have two all star, one at home and one in Apple phone. So there's two of them. Anyhow, and also Echo Link, and I've been on the GM. I don't know if you ever heard me on the GM in the morning.
Depends on what time. I'm usually at work by 6:30, so I'm not sure if it's before or after. I usually monitor that frequency on the way in. But you're talking about the same frequency that does the East Coast Reflector, the morning group?
Morning group, the morning group, every day almost there. A little bit after 8 o'clock because I like it that way. That way everybody, you know, not a lot of people are on it. Roger.
How are you accessing that East Coast Reflector? I haven't started digging into that yet.
I'm on my 96 TYC 9600. From there, it's not too far from you. From me, it's a little bit far, but not from you. I believe it's in the downtown Detroit, that repeater. And sometime I check. Not a lot of time, but sometimes. But not now. I just go because I get I have a different antenna. I don't have that Harvest anymore. I have a good tram antenna. I put in for that 9650 watt radio.
Yeah, I know that. That repeater really gets out there. I think it's mounted on top of the Rensen Center. So that's just strictly analog. There's no digital, there's no hotspot or anything you need to get to the that East Coast Reflector. You're just going straight analog from the radio to the repeater, correct?
Even your handheld has picked it up. All my handhelds pick that up too. Roger.
Really, I thought, I guess I was wrong, that you had to have some type of digital capabilities to get into that reactor, but I guess I was wrong. I've been playing around with DMR D-Star and just kind of touching base with the all stuff. You'll have to look that up, that little M1KE. It's like an all-mode transceiver.
No, I'm on if it's a digital you want, I'm on the M5. MI5. I have that on the 9600. Also on that 390.
So you're going through your hotspots with that. Or no, you got to be going through the hotspot with that one, correct?
Oh, that is a digital repeater. It's about 119 of them around.
You'll have to repeat what you said. You broke up. I didn't hear you.
I'm an MI5, and it's about 119 repeater around. They're all digital.
Yeah, we've got one in Novi, and it's a DMR with Talk Group. Is that what you're using?
Yeah, that DMR Talk Group. Exactly.
Yeah, we've got one of the MI5 repeaters in Novi. I've been strictly right now messing around with the hotspot and the talk group that way. There's also one in Ann Arbor, which is close to me when I'm at work, which I don't think is linked on the MI5. It just shows up in repeater books. So, yeah, this whole digital world is a whole new experience. so playing around with it. But it was good to see when I was scrolling through that list that your call sign popped up. So just got to figure out how to get it all to work together smoothly, I guess. Thank you.
On the hotspot, I'm usually on the worldwide. That'll be 91. Worldwide, I'm on there. You know, I have that 390 on that one, on the hotspot. And the MI5, the digital, I don't know. I cannot remember what the frequency. I think it's 443 something. I'm on it too, but the hotspot is really good. I like the hotspot, and if you get on that 91 worldwide, you'll hear me out there.
Yep, I've been on 91. Talked to a couple people over in the Middle East, a gal in Africa or South Africa. It's definitely interesting. I know all of this month on their Worldwide Net, I guess it's an anniversary, and once you get on and make contact, you can go to their website and print a certificate. That's every Saturday at noon, but it doesn't hit our region when they do the call-out till like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. It gives you the time on their website, so you don't even have to sit there all day just waiting to have a chance to call in. And then the UK HubNet, I've been on that too, not too bad. Thank you.
Sure, that I was talking to the guy from 2 days ago from Estoralga. He was all day there. He's always there on that 91. I don't know if you ever heard him or not.
Yeah, it's possible. I've been jotting down the contacts, and eventually I get them all added into the QRZ logbook. I've been using the Anytone 878, and then, like I said, now I've got the OpenSpot 4 Pro, so I don't even need to use a radio. I can go right through the phone or PC, and then now with that M1K, it's basically the transceiver all in one. Just all I need is a internet access. So, and I think it's a lot clearer than the radio. Thank you.
Sure. If you want a handheld, very clear, Rottel. I have two of them. I don't know if you'll, maybe I'll send you the picture with my picture. That's one of them. And the other one is I believe it's 860. That 860 Rockdale, it's very clear audio it has. And I don't know if you have one of these CYT88. And that one too. And there's another one I have, the silver, small one, you know, very small silver one. That has got the best audio in it too. Roger?
Yep, I've got an 860. I also got that 880, which isn't too bad. Matter of fact, I think I still have the email. I'll send it to you. This weekend is Thunder over Michigan. It's the Willow One Air Show. And a buddy of mine that's working the ground sent me a list of all the frequencies. I guess the Blue Angels will be there. Along with some flybys or flyovers from the Air Force as well. So I've got a radio set up for that to listen. I guess if I can't go there, I might as well at least listen to it. We usually at work, part of their flight pattern brings them right over the tops of our building. So it's kind of cool. Get out there on break and you can see the plane flying by.
Sure, yeah, I got Randall there, 218, WIZX 218. He's not too far from the Willow Run. And he told me same thing, this Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's when they're going to come out, the thunder.
Yeah, that's the show time. I wouldn't be surprised if tomorrow and Thursday they don't start flying some of their practice patterns. So interesting to see. Way too much to go. I guess you can buy club passes, but the regular entry is like $100 a car, and they don't care how many people you can squeeze in there. But it's still $100 a car. It's a little rich for my blood.
Yeah, I would never do that either. But I told him anyhow, he's got a cornfield by him. We can stand over there by the cornfield and watch them fly back and forth. That's what I told him.
Hey, I just forwarded you the email with the list of frequencies. I sent it to both your emails, so hopefully you'll get it. If you don't, hook me up and I'll send it another way. But hey, I'm pulling up in at the house, so I will talk to you later. 73, WRH 7478, clear on your final.
Howard, whatever you need, just text me, no problem at all, or I'll be on that FBI and warrant repeater. I'm always there too. I monitor that too, a lot of times. Roger, and good talking to you. And if you want to hear me, I'm a GM, WA, that GM in the morning, a little bit after 8 o'clock. All right, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. Take care, WIUG 88.
WSGU 844, mobile and monitoring.
844 from 993, how's it going, Sherman?
Hey, Chad, we're still waiting, so I'm down here in Sterling Heights. I'm on my way home from work. How are you?
Hear that, I hear ya. Even the factory over there did it yesterday.
Rojo. Well, how are you today?
Oh, doing all right. It's a warm one today, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I thank God for air conditioning in my Frito truck and air conditioning in my car. So, yeah, I got the car for a few days. The truck has a crack in the windshield, so and it's just going down, so I got to get it fixed. I got an appointment on Thursday, so I ain't going to drive it anymore until I get it fixed.
You guys got air conditioning in the truck, too?
Yeah.
I hear you there. So, what does it take you from Sterling Heights back to Lapeer? How long does it take you to get home? About 45 minutes?
Yeah, just a little over an hour. It's about 58 miles one way.
How's traffic out there?
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's moving. I haven't gone on the freeway yet. I'm still on the old Van Dyke, so I just left the warehouse.
Yeah, copy that one. Well, I heard you out there, man. Just had to jump in and say hello. Hello and that. Try to stay cool today, and the air condition and the pool, whatever. And we'll probably talk with you a little bit later on, my friend. But until then, you have a good one. Safe travels home also. WSBM 993.
Mr. Roger, you do also whatever you're doing today. So, yeah, we'll talk at you later. Have yourself a good one. WSBU 844, good talking to you.
WSHR, Fashion 6 to WSGU 844, got a copy?
There he is. Hello, Kev. WSGU 844, what's happening?
Not much.
You brought it to work today, eh?
Yep.
Copy, copy. So it's been a busy day, huh? A lot of medicals?
Yeah, we were busy this morning, but I don't want to say it because I don't want to jinx these guys.
I copy that. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, every time, usually when I visit a station out of town, I leave and they get busy afterwards, so yeah. Yeah, I jinx them sometimes. But yeah, it's a warm one. So yeah, hopefully you're in the station keeping cool.
Yeah, I am. I get off here in a little bit, so I might go in the pool when I get home.
I copy that. That sounds good. Is Tanya going to be home tonight, or is she staying for the rest of the week up there, or over there?
No, they just went there for the day. Matter of fact, she might pass you up. I don't think she will. She's coming down Van Dyke right now, so.
Copy that. Where is she right now, do you know offhand?
Last time I seen her about 10, 15 minutes ago, she was just coming out of Elmont, so she was already already almost home by the time you get that way.
Yeah, because I'm coming up the Hall Road right now on 53.
Yeah, copy that.
Yeah, it looked like they had nice weather over there, so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, next week's supposed to be real bad. Supposed to be in the 90s, and heat indexes are anywhere from 100 to 102.
Oh, I dread that. I don't like it that hot. Well, I guess I have to have a gallon jug of water on me.
Yeah, copy that.
What, I usually have about 4 bottles of water. And I froze 2 of them, but I think I'm just going to freeze 1. Because, one's enough to be frozen to keep everything cold in my little lunchbox.
Yeah, copy that.
What do you think the temperature of your pool will be right now?
I don't know. We took the cover off. I put my hand in it yesterday, and it was a little warm, but I mean like real warm, but I think it would be enough to tolerate. So today with the sun beating on it, it might be up to almost up to 80. I say we're between 75 and 80.
Oh, I copy that. That's cool. Yeah, something to cool off and enjoy.
Yep.
You can always cool it off with the... put the hose in there and cool it off a little bit if it's too warm.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Cool, cool. How long have you had the radio on?
I just turned it on. I turned it on and I heard Chad call for you and that was it.
Copy that. Yeah, I had on. Yeah, I monitored you a little, you guys a little bit, but I don't know, for some reason, I didn't hear any of the calls that you guys had this morning for some reason. I don't know what happened. I was monitoring you and Macomb County VHF, and then had the G5 going.
You didn't hear me on the radio then, eh?
I heard you once, clearing the scene. That's about it.
Yeah, copy that.
Don't remember what, I don't know, it might have been between 10 and 12. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yep. It was around
12. Roger, roger. I keep on forgetting that they're doing construction, here on 53, they got it down to one lane around 25, 26 mile road. I don't know what the heck they're doing. Because there's no one there when around this time. these people that wait until... I don't know what happened to my radio. It just made a beep noise, a straight beep noise. The last transmission I tried.
Yeah, copy that. I heard that too.
Chad had that problem the last time with his, didn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure.
Hey, Sherman, I had what?
Now, two transmissions ago, I had a straight beep noise.
I'm not sure. Repeater has been kind of acting funny a little bit lately. Sag on a repeater, I think it is. I don't know.
Roger that. WSGU 844. And yeah, it's getting a little warm, too, so I think I'm gonna slide off here, monitor for a while, Kev. So I'm gonna let you guys go. WSGU 844, and maybe I'll talk to you later on this evening, there, Kev.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I get off here in about 15 minutes. So yeah, hopefully I'll talk to you later on. Have a good drive home, and talk to you later. WSGHR 566, clear.
Thank you. You also be safe, and talk to you later. WSGU 844. Chad, have a good evening. Talk to you later.
You as well, Sherman and Kevin. WSBM 993 portable, clear. WSBM 993 on the mobile monitoring.
WSIH 305, WSIH 305, this is WSID 817, you get a copy? No copy on 305, this is WSID 817, clear and monitoring.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township monitoring.
Monitoring. 528 from WSBM 993 in the mobile.
Good 993, I'm just checking this radio, make sure it's still working good.
Loud and clear, full quieting, loud and clear, no crackling, no popcorn, sounding real good, real good signal and everything.
Good to hear, I'm glad I'm doing something right. Yes, I'm a newbie to this GMRS. How are you doing today?
Well, pretty good. Just trying to stay cool, if at all possible. You know, how we sound it out your way.
With me, I'm in air conditioning, and I don't want to go out. It's too hot.
Copy that. I forgot where you're located at again. Whereabouts are you? I'm over here in Saginaw.
Bear County, Elbert Township.
Whereabouts again? Didn't copy that?
Huron County.
You say Huron County?
Here, L-A-P-E-E-R.
Well, Huron County, okay, all right, gotcha. All right, yep, we're sounding pretty good out that way too, my friend.
I'm clear wall to wall over here, you sound great.
Roger that, copy that one. All right, man. Yeah, sounds good. So you have yourself a good rest of your day then. Hopefully we'll do it again soon. And name is Chad on this end. And this will be WSBM 993 in the port on the mobile, and we'll be back monitoring.
Gonna come back and thanks for the radio check on that. You have a great day and stay cool. This is WSID 528 clear.
Hello, 528, WSGU 844.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, pretty good. How about yourself?
Talking to the other guy there, I'm trying to stay cool.
cool. It's too hot to be outside.
Roger, roger. I'm motoring westbound on 69 here, heading home.
And I'm 69.
Heading to Elbow Road. I think I'm coming up to Lapeer Road right now.
Neighborhood.
Roger, roger. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm Bob, right there in Oregon Township.
Oh, yeah, we've talked before, I think. Yeah, I'm in Elba myself, Elba Township. I'm 69 in Lake Nepenthe.
Copy that. Are you close to the Elba Township fire hall?
I'm a few miles off of that, over there on, what is the name of that road again? I get it mixed up where the township is.
Looking kind of further
past me. Hanley Road and some other road. I know where it's at, I just can't remember road names. Sometimes it bugs me, so. Yeah, I've been by the fire hall. Is that where you're, you volunteer for them?
Negative. I've just been there once. I photograph emergency vehicles, and I had an opportunity. I talked to the chief, and he allowed me to photograph the equipment there. I got to get back with him to get station 2.
Well, that'll right there, but I mean, they do get around quite a bit. I hear sirens every now and then. Gotta be a lot of volunteers in the area.
Copy that. Now, I was a paid on call almost 30 years ago for Northern Macomb County Department. And I can't do it anymore. I'm too old for it.
Yeah, man. I'm getting up there myself. I sit around more than I do anything anymore. I retired about 10 years ago, so this is all the fun I have now.
Copy that. No, I'm in sales, and yeah, I have 5 more years, and I'll be retiring. I can't wait.
I said the same thing, and I was happy. Now, I don't know what to do with myself, but I seem to find a lot of things to do around here for a guy that doesn't work very often.
Not wrong with that. As long as you keep yourself busy, that's the best thing to do.
True. Well, I gotta get going here, and I'll talk to you again sooner or later. I gotta go get my chow. I'm getting hungry. So this is WSIB 528 clear after your final.
Yeah, I think your name is Rick. My name is Sherman. We talked a couple times before, so. Yeah, enjoy your dinner. I'll be getting home probably within the next 10 minutes or so. So have yourself a good dinner and have a good evening. We'll talk to you again. WSTU 844.
Sherman, you have a good day too. Talk to you again. WSIB 528 clear.
This is WSIH 305 monitoring.
Ian 305 from 993, did he ever make it over to go swimming yet?
Yep, I'm staring at 817 right now.
After that, he's in the pool then, eh?
He's out of the pool now, but he jumped in twice.
Copy that. All right, I was just checking to see if he made it over there. WSBM 993.
Thanks, Chad. You have a good night.
Also, WSBM 993.
WSI805.
SBM 993 on the mobile and monitoring.
WSID 817 monitoring.
WSBM 993 and the mobile monitoring.
Yeah, how you doing there, Chad? This is WSID 817.
We're doing. We're hot, but we're doing.
Yeah, copy that. Well, I just got back home from 305. The pool was definitely needed. Oh my gosh, it was so warm. It was, but it's definitely, it's cooled off. It's you know, since the sun went down, the temperature came down quite a bit, and I figured the dogs would enjoy it. So I came back home and guess I put out the pool. I filled it up. I put each of the dogs in it. And they didn't seem to appreciate it at first, but Cassidy went in there a couple times, and they're all drinking the water and whatnot. They seemed to enjoy it a little bit.
Copy that one. I hear you. Back to work again tomorrow,
Yeah, if there's a station trying to come in, it's coming in real rough. I can't discern what you're saying. But, yeah, I got to work tomorrow. I'll be logging in around 7:30, 8 o'clock or whatever. And I got a couple of meetings in the morning, and then I'll have to go for a walk if it's not raining too hard. I'm going to break for that one station. This is WSID 817.
This is WSID 402. You got a copy out there? I'm coming from the handheld.
Yeah, copy that 402. You're coming in a little bit more clearly now. My call sign is WSID 817. My name is Mike, and I'm in Saginaw Township. What's your name and approximate location? Are you still there, Chad? You still there, 993?
Did I go ahead there, 817?
Yeah, I don't know what that guy wanted, but probably just a radio check. But, I got a, hopefully it's not raining too hard. I got Thursday and Friday off, thinking I'll go up Thursday afternoon to Traverse City. You got any, you gonna have any plans this weekend?
Probably not. Just a normal, average weekend kind of thing, you know, probably not much. Those work meetings that you have, are those pretty entertaining or pretty eventful, pretty fun, or are they pretty boring?
That's an excellent question. I find that there's a reoccurring meeting on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning. That's like a daily stand-up, and we talk about, like, what did we work on yesterday? What do we plan on working on today? And if we have any blockers or anything. So those meetings are not terrible. Sometimes they kind of drag on, and people go into too much detail, and then the meeting starts going on long, and then I'm looking to get out. But especially on Friday. Friday is a super long one, so that one goes like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And the ones I got, I got the one tomorrow morning that's a stand-up, and then I, at 11 o'clock, I go to the infrastructure meeting, which is a different team in the same department. Basically, they talk about any kind of maintenance or coming up or new clusters coming in, old clusters going out, anything that has to do with keeping the machines on. They want my team to be informed on all of that action. So, yeah, I guess it's just some meetings I just have to listen in on, and then other ones I have to present in and stuff like that.
Roger that, I hear ya. So like a pretty big panel of people in the meeting, like about 10 of yous or 15 of yous or 4 or 5 or?
Yeah, copy that. In the entire department, there's probably about 50 people, but there are also, there's 5 different teams in my department. So, like, we have one team that keeps the machines on. We have another team that takes care of storage. We have Hadoop, which is actually in the process of being shut down. And then we have AIML applications, which is the team that I work on. So, I work on the applications and solutions team. So like somebody will schedule like a consultation or something with us if there's something they want to implement in my department, and I get to help them learn about what our department can do for them and what kind of like programming we can supply to them to like increase their productivity.
Copy that, all that AI stuff, artificial intelligence, eh? Sounds pretty interesting and fun, that artificial intelligence stuff. They got any AI for GMRS radio, do they?
Yeah, that would be funny. You want me to implement a chatbot on GMRS? I'm pretty sure it would be illegal, and Sean would yell at me. But that would be an interesting thing to do. We could have it run a net, basically. We could have it be radio control, and it would like keep track of who's who checks in and do a round table discussion. And like if you've never taken part of a net, they basically are like the central point in the conversation where like they turn it over to one person, then it goes back to net, then the next person, then back to net, and so forth. It could do some pretty interesting things.
I copy that. Definitely prohibited on GMRS probably, but I know they get into more of that stuff on the ham side, I think.
Yeah, copy that, but I don't know why why it can't be done. I think you have to get permission to do it ahead of time, so I would definitely have to ask the Central Michigan Emergency Network guys, if that would be okay to do. And I doubt that I would get the approval to do that. So, but it would be an interesting project. It'd also be very expensive to do. I have a computer in the basement that has 12 GPUs connected to it, and I could probably run it off of that.
After that, WSBM 993 radio ID. GPU, what does that stand for?
It stands for a graphical processing unit, graphics processing unit, like a video card. If you play any kind of computer games or if you have an Xbox or a PlayStation, it will have a GPU in it in order to render the graphics that you see in the game.
Copy. Sounds kind of interesting, yeah. That's definitely the, you know, technology these days, for sure. But, all right, man. Well, you're going to be going up to Traverse City this weekend, like you said. You said you're probably leaving out Thursday, you said?
Yeah, copy that. I'll be leaving, like, Thursday afternoon, I think. So I'll get up there, like, maybe right around the time that my buddy gets off of work or something. So that timing will line up, and then I'll have Friday to do whatever I want to do. But yeah, he's got some plans for us this weekend. We're going to be going out to the beach on Lake Michigan, and we're going to be having a campfire and grilling, and we're going to be camping out in the middle of nowhere. Apparently he's been visited by like a wild bobcat or whatever, and a mama, a black bear, and its cub.
Interesting. Sounds pretty fun. Maybe a little scary at that, too. Who knows? I don't know. I don't want to get attacked by any bobcats or rats or anything like that, but yeah, sounds pretty fun, man.
Yeah, thanks. It will be interesting, to say the least. I mean, we'll do some two tracking and maybe some fishing, and we'll be staying in his camper. He's got like a 24-foot camper or whatever, a little camper, and he's got space for me and my dogs in there, so I guess that's where we're going to stay. But yeah, anyway, it was good to talk to you, Chad. We will catch up with you again tomorrow. This is WSID 817. I'll be clear and monitoring.
Sure, that. Likewise. It's been a pleasure, man, for sure. Definitely do it again. WSBM 993 on the mobile will be clear and monitoring.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty good. It was a warm one today, wasn't it?
I was kind of inside and insulated from it all day, but then when I jumped in my car about 4:30, I do remember commenting, thinking how warm it was. But I pretty much been in the air all day. So, hey, summer's here, you know? It's about time.
Indeed, yes, for sure. That's definite. Well, I just wanted to jump in there and say hello to you real quick. I'm assuming we're still linked for the moment still, right? But just wanted to jump in there and say hello. So you take care and have yourself a good rest of your evening. WSBM 993.
Yeah, I just looked in on it to see what the status was, and not only is it linked, it's been linked for almost 34 hours, and the guys in the north did it, so, hey, cool beans. Anywho, all right, you take care. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and let's see, it's not 10 yet, so I'll probably see if there's something to watch on the TV here for a little bit before I go to bed. WRUU 850.
Same to you, my friend. Take care. WSBM 993.
How about MB3? Here's WSBY 438.
WSCI 847.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, that was you coming back, Chad. We see your
repeater
took you out with the
identified
reset my
keyo. Staying it all way. Oh, yeah, over that side of the seat. WSCY 38.
Out here?
Affirmative, yes, that is correct.
Yeah, I'm on this little handheld. I'm not sitting in there on the base station. I was just taking the dog out, thought I'd key up, say something.
Copy that. I can hear you okay now. Yeah, just heard you out there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello real quick there, 202. So hope your night's going well and you're staying cool and all that good stuff. And just wanted to jump in there and say hello. So you have a good rest of your evening and a good day tomorrow. And hopefully we'll do it again, my friend. WSDM 993 will be clear after your final.
Shoot, man, I had to come outside to get warmed up, man. It's cold in that house. WSDU 202, and we're clear.
WRGP 347. Monitoring.
USBM 993 on the portable, we're monitoring.
WSIE 375 monitoring.